We're about to introduce your third selection, which is Jesse Norman, and I'll tell you what that is in just a second. But before we hear the great Jesse Norman, you once had the nickname Pavarotti. Why is that, Prime Minister?
I think it might have been at a stage when I was just slightly overweight.
Were you not playing rugby or cricket?
I can't remember what it was. No, I think it was something like... I think it was having to dress up.
How
for,
tubby were you, sir?
Well, not very. I mean, I can't remember
not
exactly
my
what
size,
it was.
Fun enough,
it was a well, friend so of mine. Actually, it was a friend of mine, and it will come on to him because he's behind some of my musical choices. Because great, and I think I used to call him Pavarotti, and he used to call me Pavarotti. It was a sort of joint insult, but it was. It was basically a weight-related insult, I think,
right.
It's fair to say.
Okay. Well, you're in fine shape. In fact, you shed some weight.
I lost a bit of weight since Christmas. I went on a diet and did a bit more running. But this campaign is going well, but it plays havoc with the diet. Yesterday, I ate haggis, Welsh cakes, fish and chips. Oh,
yes.
I had fish and chips on the Camel Estuary in Cornwall at the end of that long day.
Yes.
And sitting there watching... The birds go by.
Did you know one newspaper did your calorific intake?
They did yes, it was quite a lot. It was
England rugby scrum.
They didn't know about the fish and chips at the end of the day, so it was worse than that.
Jesse Norman, why is this important? Singing Richard Strauss for Last Songs number three.
This is something, after Samantha and I got married, we listened to this a lot, and we both loved it. And so this reminds me of early days of being married and living in London, and this echoing out round the house. Fantastic voice, and I think the third of the four songs is my favourite, and if you're not moved by this, you won't be moved by anything.